There he stood, still as stone, smack dab in the middle of a moderately crowded room. A lot of the fuckery that had been happening only moments before had completely stopped. At least half of the room had their eyes on Don, searching for some type of reaction, some type of emotion, yet there was nothing. I'm sorry, he began muttering, almost inaudibly. What was that? I giggled. My soft, pleasant voice was tarnished by the alcohol, so that I was slurring slightly, though it was probably only making me begin to sound more dangerous and mean than I was already beginning to feel. Pathetic. What happened to all that macho garbage you were spewing at me a minute ago? I shifted in my seat to get more comfortable, crossing my legs slowly and deliberately as I leaned forward to further gauge his reaction. And as I was doing such, he had the audacity to sneak a peek at my panties. What a pervert. He immediately realized his mistake when he saw me frown. I'm sorry, he began again, more loudly this time. He was shifting uncomfortably in his seat, and by now at least 3/4 of the room had to be watching us. Even some of the bouncers were casting their questioning gazes over at us, though none of them moved to where we were standing. Can you tone it down, please? People are watching. It's embarrassing being scolded like this, he muttered ever so meekly. You think this is embarrassing? I chuckled tauntingly in his face. Honey, I haven't even warmed up yet. By the end of the night, you'll know the true meaning of humiliation. He wasn't as rigid now. Oh no. I could see him trembling in excitement as he processed my last statement. My lips curled into a curt grin as I relished in his uneasiness. Sit down, I said simply. He hesitated and began to make a move for the couch. No, not over here with me, you loser. Sit down where you're at. I watched him cock his head slightly confused. He looked like one of those dogs that had just heard a noise he'd never heard before. Sit down, I repeated more softly. My words were dripping with annoyance and icy cold amusement. He must have picked up on it because he wasted no more time. He looked around awkwardly and lowered himself gingerly onto the ground, just for the room to erupt into laughter. I tried to keep my composure, but a giggle ended up escaping my lips as well. But when I caught him trying to join in on the fun, I quickly regained my composure. I'm glad you think this is funny. I think you're disgusting, and I feel like everyone in this room should know it. Sitting there on the floor with his knees slightly bent, palms on the ground, I realized a little too late that he was exactly eye level with my knees, which weren't doing a very good job at hiding my pretty lacy black panties. More than once I caught his eye darting from my face to down to my knees. Anger flashed over me, and before my brain could even pretend to be able to comprehend what I was doing, I felt myself hiking up my dress and rolling those cute little panties right down my thighs. I heard a couple of gasps from my girlfriends who had been watching in disbelief, near some respectable men that they had found before all the chaos began. I smiled at them as the black panties dropped down to my feet. I stepped out of them surprisingly gracefully, making sure they did not catch on my heels. I then proceeded to ball them up, and throw them roughly at his face. More laughter exploded from our growing audience as he jumped back in shock at the blow of my gently used panties. Lying flat on his back for a couple of moments with them still crumpled on top of his face, which by now was burning an almost cartoonish shade of red. In those few moments with my panties crumpled on top of his face, I noticed his cock jump up. He was getting turned on by being ridiculed in public. Humiliated my ass. Oh, you're definitely in for it now, I thought to myself as I got to my feet. I was going to go and pull his face up my dress and make him smell and taste me. Alas, I never got the chance. One of the bouncers was afraid things might be getting a little too out of hand, so he had Don stand up and had us go our separate ways. So the rest of the night was pretty typical. Lots of dancing and flirting. But you know what? I never got my panties back. There it is, folks. I hope you enjoyed the read. See you next time.